And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good?
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do. I'm glad you could join us down here. We have an incredible episode for you this week. We're bringing together the two worlds that Dispatches operates in. In one world, we try to bring together these incredible artists, the best musicians, the best people out there creating the most incredible, intense underground stuff that you can get your hands on. We're trying to bring them a microphone, put it in their hands, and use it to crawl inside of their brains and get a better perspective on this world that we live in. And on the other side, we try to talk a lot of shit about this world we're living in, like the mainstream bullshit, the underground bullshit, and just get a grip on everything. And this week, we're bringing those two worlds together, we're smashing them, and we're coming out with an incredible fucking episode that shows you just what the world can look like if we just smash everything together. Not really. I don't know. That was stupid. We're not smashing anything at all. This is a podcast. But I am excited to do this episode because we're usually talking about one thing or the other. We're usually talking to an artist and maybe mixing in a little bit of politics, or we're talking to someone about politics and mixing in a little bit of punk. But this week, talking to Introspect, we get to do both full frontal, no apologies, no exceptions, and I think that that's fantastic. This week, we're talking to the band Introspect, a band I absolutely adore, a band that I actually listen to all the time. I think their politics are phenomenal. I think their sound is phenomenal. And while I don't really like electronic music that much, I think that they weave electronic sounds into punk like flawlessly and effortlessly. And I dig it. I just think it come up with some catchy shit. Maybe it's just because they're incredible musicians, but they're a step above the rest. And so we're going to be talking to them about why they stepped back from making punk music for a while, why they're stepping back into it now, and just what they have in front of them, what they're doing. And in the midst of all that, we're going to be talking about a lot of politics. Introspect is an incredibly political band. They've done some really inspiring songs. You know, one of the hard things about being a political punk band or a political band in general is that I just think that a lot of folks do it in such a heavy-handed bullshit way where they don't have a lot of substance behind their politics. I don't know, maybe not a lot. You know, people are trying to put out political music. I think that that's wonderful. But there's just not a ton of perspective out there. It's like usually, you know, a lot of political bands are putting out chanty songs that are just kind of the same bullshit that left-wing folks want to hear. And I think a real leftist band should be doing that at the same time challenging their audiences to think a little bit differently about topics. So it's this mixture of like getting something we agree on, but also pushing people forward. That's really hard to do in music, at least conscious, empowering, thought-provoking, exciting music. Introspect does it better than I think probably anybody. Sadly, they also might be doing it better than me, which is sort of annoying for me, but whatever. We're not going to talk too much about my jealousy toward them. I think they're incredible people, and I think they're an incredible band, and I'm super happy that we get a chance to talk. So we're going to be talking to them about politics and music and what they want to accomplish and where their head's at and what the future has to offer for this great band, Introspect. On the show today, we have Chris and Donnie and Sarah and Danny. All members of Introspect. There are two folks who are not on this episode who are in the band. So sadly, they couldn't make it. They were out of town when we recorded this a little while back. That was Dave and Landon. Sorry, Dave. Sorry, Landon. But I appreciate you allowing me to speak to the rest of your bandmates to get this done. We did this interview a little bit ago. I think it was early January or late December. December 2019, January 2020, in Southern California. We met at Donnie's studio. Donnie owns a studio that you can go check out. It's Gothard Sound in Orange County. We met there and we did this recording. And this is actually the first recording that I've ever done for Dispatches where I didn't do the actual recording itself. So that's why you'll probably notice that of higher quality than other recordings. This was recorded by Chris from Introspect, who has been in a ton of incredible bands, but he also has his own podcast called the Grindbin Podcast. On Grindbin, they talk a lot about movies and get into heavy, heavy issues that if you aren't into politics, you're still probably going to dig. But just like if you're a movie nerd, you're going to dig this podcast. So check out Grindbin if you're into that kind of stuff. But Chris recorded this for us, and I appreciate all of his extra hard work in doing it. So thank you very much, Chris. I love you dearly. He also gave me some very lovely presents when we were out there as well, and that was very thoughtful. I appreciate that, Chris. Anyway, we're going to be talking to them about politics and about music and about what the future holds for them and for ourselves, and hopefully through all of it, we're going to be having a little bit of fun. So let's hear it. Here is Chris and Donnie and Sarah and Danny from Introspect. Get down. I want to play a tune from one of my favorite bands, Elliot, who is one of the singers of this incredible band. He's also an amazing artist, and he ends up doing like probably half of the art you see in the punk scene he's probably had his hand in. He's an incredible human being, an amazing musician, an amazing artist. Everybody in this band is just fucking fantastic. I absolutely adore them as people and as musicians. So here's one of my absolute favorite bands, We the Heathens. Get down.
Consumption.
Why are you yet to get out of bed?
being pushed, your thoughts will come to silence.
What's up? I'm here here with Introspect. Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Am I pronouncing Introspect right, or should I say the five?
You should pronounce the five.
Okay, how would you pronounce that, Donnie?
Intro five pecked.
All right, before we get neck deep into this, I want to say who's sitting here and get the voice association. So we'll go around the ring here. We're actually sitting in an actual wrestling ring. Mm-hmm. We'll start with Donnie, who just spoke about intro five.
From the top turnbuckle of the ring.
This is Donnie. I'm the drummer. I don't know what year I joined, but...
2004.
Thank you. Chris is good with dates like that.
Well, Chris, we didn't hear your fucking voice yet. I know you're dying all that shit out, bro. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Danny, and I am the vocalist for Introspect, and I just joined in 2018, so I'm fresh meat.
Hey, I'm Sarah. I play synthesizer and run the electronics. I've been in the band since when, Chris?
You joined 2005.
Hey.
It's like a talking head. What is a math contest, dude?
Oh, don't get me started with math. No, right. I'm Chris. I play guitar. I've been in it since 2000. I met Nate, the original bass player, at a comic book shop, and then he dropped me off at his molester-looking van back at my school, high school at the time.
What year is it?
This was 2000.
2000. Yeah. Oh shit! Wow. Yeah. The first time I saw Introspect actually was with you singing, Danny.
That was the
first time I'd ever seen Introspect. I've been waiting to see. I've been listening to Introspect for years, but the first time I saw y'all was at the
observatory.
Yeah. Opening for Choking Victim. Maybe, I think. Was that right?
It was Leftover Crack.
Oh, it was Leftover Crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great show.
Thank you.
That was a fucking super good job. I was blown away. You did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
I wasn't actually thanking you, Chris. I was actually thanking Danny.
I was going to say we had Donnie on life support after that show.
Yeah. That was a super good show. Danny, you killed it.
Thank you. That's super very impressed. Nice of you to say.
There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there was a crazy amount of... I was like shitting my pants before I got on stage.
You should wait to do that on stage. I don't know if anyone ever told you.
I almost did because I had hot wings before I went on stage, and I was like, oh, that's coming out.
Chris, you didn't tell her the professional way to deal with having to poop is on stage and
I know. Man, take a note from Gigi Allen's book.
Well, you guys don't have any room to like poop behind amps because you have so much gear that you guys bring.
Well, that's deceptive.
Yeah.
Because really the gear is just PA speakers and a rack. Everything else is just, you know.
All right, for people who haven't heard Introspect and who've missed out on this so far, how would you describe this sound? I want to actually hear it from Sarah first.
I would describe it as like digital punk. Like, I guess there's like a lot of electronic, a lot of like drum and bass influence, a lot of synth, but we have like classic like Clash style, Misfits style guitars and a lot of gang vocals. Like, I recall one of our favorite reviews was they said that we were too woe-y.
Too woe-y.
Yeah, that was some guy. He saw us play live, and his feedback was like, yeah, they're too woe-y.
Wow.
So it's a badge of pride for us, I think.
Totally.
That's accurate.
That is a fucking courageous badge to wear. Who's too woe-y? Have you ever heard of a band that's too woe-y in your life? Don't fucking say anything,
Offspring.
Donnie. I know what Donnie's going to say. That was a pretty good description, Sarah. That was impressive.
Thanks. I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah.
It was great.
Everyone heard that and they're like, fuck that. I don't want to hear that shit.
No, we are in a practice space. So if you guys hear some music in the background, that is not Introspect practicing or playing. That's just someone else turning the bass way too loud.
Yeah.
How would you describe it, Chris? You've been in this since 1993.
Yes, back before In Utero came out.
Yeah.
Who would say the band sounded like Atari Teenage Riot meets The Clash. So similar to what Sarah said. So I think it's along the right lines. Yeah.
Donnie, do you concur with that description? You gotta speak into the fucking microphone, Donnie. We're not playing the drums here, dude. We're not just doing whatever the fuck you want. You gotta
speak
into this.
Not used to having a microphone.
No, it's true. Never give the drummer a microphone.
Yeah, we purposely, you're only hearing four or six of the band. We purposely didn't invite the other two so that more of us could actually talk.
Who's missing from this, Donnie?
David Landon.
Dave does our programming, and he was the longtime vocalist, and he's also doing guitar. Mm-hmm. And then Landon is our bass player extraordinaire. So
Landon doesn't live here, does he?
No.
No.
Arizona.
So how do you guys deal with that?
We cry.
Yeah. Video chat with him.
Shut up.
No, we just did that.
We literally just did that.
Literally just video chatted.
That's
how we have band meetings.
fucking Danny's telling you to put the goddamn microphone in your face. Put it on. Can we get a stand with this fucking guy?
Y'all can hear me just fine.
We're getting like a horse satchel around, like a feeding bag.
You want me to
with a microphone
this
right
here?
All right. Since Donnie's being difficult, let's talk about the difficulty. I love Introspect. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Why did you stop making music? Since Donnie's going to be difficult, Donnie can answer this question first.
It was literally just like we got back from like a pretty rough tour and then nobody called each other for practice.
That's funny to people listening, but it's sour to the people who've been on tour a bunch. You know? Yeah,
totally. Yeah, we just nobody bothered to be like, yo, when are we going to practice again? Mm. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait, a couple years have passed. Mm. I guess we're not playing anymore. At least that's how it was for me. I don't know if there's... Dave, he had some equipment stolen, though. I think that...
Out of his car, yeah. From the front
of
his
house. And
I think
that set us back. I think that was one of the biggest things is...
Yeah, it was like one of the original modular synths that we've had in the band for the longest time. I think that was like ripping the heart of the band, almost, in a way. But I think there were other factors involved, too.
Yeah, like losing that synth was crazy, because that was like... a lot of the sound for the original self-titled album, so to lose that was kind of devastating because they're hard to find.
Yeah.
But I think we were just kind of burned out. Like, we were just on the road a lot, and there was, like, so much pressure to put out music, and we were just tired.
There was that, but then also the synth that got stolen, it had all our special effects on it that were specifically... It was, like, hard to get all that stuff back.
Yeah, because we've been working on the new record with all those sounds on there. And so with that gone, to recreate all that was just... I think that was kind of the straw that broke that camel's back.
Yeah, I think we're all just kind of, like, burnt out from tour, and then that happened. And so nothing, like, serious.
There's nothing crazy. No one punched anyone in the face. No one stabbed anybody. Yeah,
no.
I was hoping for that, but that's fine. I was, like, trying to do a radio show here, guys. I'm like, just juice it up a little bit. No one needs the truth. Can we come up with a better story here? We'll just cut all that other bullshit out.
What happened was is Dave started turning tricks.
That wouldn't stop
and
the band from being able to go. That would fucking help the band.
No, they got poked.
They got poked.
Totally. That would be. Damn. That would ease up the scheduling conflict.
True story. Someone did get poked on tour.
That is true story. Yeah.
What
someone
do you mean
got
poked?
With
what
a knife.
What does that mean?
Like knifey.
Like from Facebook? Poked? No.
Before Facebook, this was in 2008, we were on tour, and there was an individual with us on tour in a separate car, and he sought it upon himself to sleep in his car because he couldn't find a place to sleep. And he was like with or in the band. He was just traveling, passing out literature, which is totally cool, with us the entire tour. And I guess someone had tried to break into his vehicle while he was in it, trying to steal a stereo. And I think he chased them down or something like that, and he, quote, poked them with a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, the best thing was the next morning we drove by the site of the poking and we saw police tape, and it's like, holy fuck, my dude. Like, you don't have police tape for a poke.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Damn. So wait, he got poked or someone else got poked?
He poked somebody else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Poked is good then. We'll leave the names off this.
Yeah.
Oh, red. That's fun.
Yeah,
one person got stabbed, though. That's not a big deal. That's not the end of the world.
The guy lived.
Stabbing, dude.
Yeah. A little poke never hurt.
Learned his lesson. Yeah. Never steal and never 8-track again.
Yeah, for real. Also, dude, you gotta fucking check if someone's sleeping in the car. What the fuck is wrong with that guy? Like, check the fucking car before you start stealing shit.
Maybe. I mean, he was bundled up pretty good, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like, in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, I've, you know, who hasn't slept in the front of a van?
Yeah, I fucking wait there waiting with a knife, never even sleeping, just waiting for someone to break in. That's like 25% of the reason I sleep in the van. I want to brain someone with the fucking club, you know? I fucking love swinging that thing. I'm just waiting to get out of the face of that.
I love that it's 25%. Yeah. I want to hear the other 75%.
75% is avoiding snoring. Nice. Fucking snoring bastards in the van.
Oh, let's talk about sleeping in the van. This is good. Okay. So how was your arrangement? How was the arrangement for all
four? No one wants to hear about my bullshit. We're here to talk about Introspect. You guys want to talk about sleeping arrangements?
Whose stack of bullshit is taller?
An Introspect van tour. It was Lake Havasu in the parking lot of Walmart. And it was all five of us.
Yeah.
And all of our equipment in a minivan.
Oh, jeez.
In the parking lot of a Walmart in Lake Havasu in the summer.
Yeah.
Where's Lake Havasu? Where is that?
Arizona.
It's in the fucking armpit.
I got you.
And so it was just like unbelievably hot and humid. And we fell asleep with the windows rolled up. So by the time we woke up, there was literally no oxygen. And you're just in this film of like fucking sweat. That you wake up in.
Yeah.
And I have to say, that's probably the most uncomfortable I've ever woken up in my life.
Well, you actually got to sleep.
I
so think good
I did
for you.
But that was also good and bad because I woke up in the worst way. Just this.
Wait, you didn't sleep? You fucking let the.
I get about 15 minutes.
Roll the windows down, dude.
No, I ate an ice cream sandwich because that would cool me down. And I slept. and I bought a bag of ice as a pillow.
No.
As I lay there, within 15 minutes, it was just flat wood behind my back because it had all melted and absorbed into my sleeping bag.
I'm so glad I missed this period.
Really?
I'm so
oh
glad.
Yeah.
Oh Danny, God. If you think this period's not hilarious. Over yet, you are mistaken. Yeah, ice pillows have not passed an introspect van.
She hasn't passed the tour simulator test yet.
I haven't. Not yet.
We put the van on a gimbal with projectors on each side. We shake it for 8 hours and you're not allowed to get out for any reason whatsoever.
That's hilarious.
And we have the heater up to like 95.
And you have to pre-program like the argument, the band argument. Like, which band argument are you in the middle of having?
Oh, it was
spin
always
the dial and like
it was always the directions. Because we had the fucking GPS drama all the time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so okay, well, all right, so now all these positive memories are flooding back in. Why now? Like, why is Introspect finally like getting over, I mean, I guess 2018, like why are they getting over this, you know, problems and starting again? I guess the lack of practice. Danny.
I guess.
Please.
I just want to chime in. So it all started with me putting an ad on Craigslist and saying, hi, I'd like to sing in someone's band. And Dave actually reached out to me not long after. And he was like, hey, I heard some of your previous stuff. I like your vocals. Why don't we meet up at a Del Taco because it's not creepy? And
also, and it's very Dave on brand.
It's
for
super
Dave.
On brand for Dave, and
it's kind of on brand for everybody in this fucking town. I feel like.
And yeah, we kind of just like hit it off. It was great, and he was like, "Let's do this." Yeah. So
I think it was just a combination of just the pent up atmosphere that is. You know, the Republican stronghold that is Southern California, just for us personally, we're just like, fuck this shit that's just been building up, the xenophobia, the racism, the homophobia. It just like, I remember being like, what? I really wish I could do more. And I think finally maybe Dave even felt that. Everyone else felt that at time. It's like, I think we should do music again.
Yeah.
It's just, I really felt like we needed to do something personally. And just music is like the best outlet for all of us. And it was just never a better time. So,
I mean, add to that, like, I felt a huge void in my life without the band. Like, these guys have become my brothers over the years, and it's just like getting us all back together in the same room. It was like no time at all had passed. Like, we just started fucking joking again and just like riffing on each other. And when we started practicing, it was so cool because Danny was just like one of us and just like right there in it. And it was just like, I remember it takes me back to the old days when we used to practice in Donnie's mom's garage, and I would just get the biggest fucking grin on my face, just being like, yep, this feels good. And yeah, I think that was a big part of it. I think we just missed each other.
It's like right time with the politics,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right people with Danny coming forward, you know, and just like the, you know, I guess some of the animosity. Was there animosity? There wasn't any.
No,
like
no,
not at all.
It just made sense for a lot of different.
You keep trying
reasons.
To make it more dynamic.
You keep,
we can make us make some.
It's fine. It's fine. The truth is fine, or whatever. I guess
I know you're trying to spice up this podcast.
Yeah. I guess just like the lack of wanting, you know, the time passed that. The will was there again. So the will was there and the people were right and the time was right.
Well, yeah.
I think like by the time we had finished, like we had just thrown so much time and energy into the band that like I know many of us had other things happening in our lives at that time that we just kind of had to step back and deal with. And now that we're on the other side, it's like, holy fuck, like got to get back to this.
Yeah. You can't let life get in the way of your punk.
Right.
Yeah. I guess that lesson.
Punk
rock
or die. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So politically, like you feel like there is this situation that calls for Introspect to be here again. And I think a lot of people, no offense to everyone here, feel really bad for not having you around for those few years because it was like still politically like a dire situation. Mm-hmm. But now it's so tense.
Yeah.
So at least you're answering the call now.
Yeah. It's not like we're not like some self-proclaimed arbiters of like political punk for Orange County. Just like we feel like, man, we really need to get back into this and just fucking do what we were doing.
I don't think anyone wants to be the political punk arbiters
right.
of Orange County. That's a flag no one wants to wave.
Yeah. And so we're not trying to say like, we're here to save, you know, the political punk. It's like, no, it's not that at all. It's just that I'm setting that straight. It's just, it just felt like, fuck, we really want to. We need to do this again because,
I think as someone who makes political punk music, I think one of the frustrating things is, and I like every political punk band out there because they're political, and that means that there are some bands that aren't very good that I like because they're political punk. And
right.
With Introspect, y'all are such good musicians. It's a little annoying. It's like great for listening to. It's a little annoying knowing you people because then like I have to admit how much better you are than me. But it's like every song is not only fun to listen to, it also has his heart in it, you know. And I think War at Home is a good example of that, and seeing you guys play that with Leftover Crack you know, was really like a highlight of me seeing music. I was so excited to see you guys play that with Leftover Crack. It was such a nice, with Sturgeon singing
to me. Oh yeah,
that was super fun. But I feel like having these songs that are this mix of heartfelt political thoughts, also interesting lyrics, they aren't just like cookie cutter political lyrics, you know, which is hard for a lot of political bands to do, and musically entertaining and interesting,
right,
is a hard mix. So you might not feel like you're political arbiters of Orange County, but I think you are the forefront of like political bands out there. Like, you are a litmus test of what other people should hold themselves up to.
Oh wow,
thank you.
Wow, that's high praise. That is very nice.
Even more stressed and burdened by that story.
let's take a break for a second, and we're going to listen to a tune, and we're going to listen to the original War at Home from Introspect, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more shit. All right, get down. Here is Introspect's tune, War at Home, played by Introspect. Also, if you don't know and you're trying to look up this band later to get their incredible discography, Introspect is not spelled normally. It's intro, I-N-T-R-O, and then this S is a 5 and then pect. So it's intro 5 pect. I think that's the best way to say it, but it's Introspect. Anyway, here is Introspect with War at Home. Get down.
Through this fine line,
All right, so let's talk for a minute about what you see happening and what you think you could speak to and what you're writing right now. And so I'm you know, I know Introspect is back together. They just released this new tune.
Pro Control.
Thank you. I gotta remember everything is involved here, Chris. It's like a fucking cue. I gotta get a guitar pick ready to throw at you or something. just release this new tune.
Yeah.
And you're in the studio, you're writing a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. I wanna know like what it is you feel you're speaking to in these songs, like what it is you're trying to get to politically. I'm interested in knowing what you guys are doing. So talk to me about where you're at, Danny.
Oh, hi. Pro Control, I mean, it really kind of just, I mean, especially with Trump coming into presidency, I hate to say that.
He's a president.
It fucking sucks.
We can hate to say it, but it's the truth.
I know. it just kind of, it's been snowballing in terms of female-bodied people's rights. And one of the things that really just set it off for me, actually, I think the catalyst was that abortion law that went into, it was the Alabama abortion law, and that just like sent me, I was just fucking livid. I was just really pissed that, you know, there were people, there was a whole population of people in that state that would reap devastating ramifications for, you know, making either, you know, not, you know, it just sucks. It really sucks to see that people can't make a choice to live a certain way, you know? Sorry. It just sucks.
You don't have to apologize here. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do you think you can, like, obviously you're talking about a situation in Alabama. You're talking about a situation that's far away from Orange County, like not to be confrontational because I appreciate speaking to these issues and I have my own mentality on it.
Sure.
But what do you think a punk band from Orange County can do about an issue involving, you know, a bunch of backward ass fucking moron, you know, misogynistic pieces of shit living halfway across the country? You know, personally, like, I feel like sometimes it's a question of like, what impact can we have? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in a room full of political punks making, you know, the highest end political punk music you can do. What impact can we have, do you think, on the situation?
Well, I think that even just having one person here, I mean, that sounds like not a lot, but just having one person hear that song from Alabama, it can make a big difference in terms of, it could be this girl who's feeling alone, or I shouldn't say girl, a female-bodied person feeling alone, not being able to either make certain choices, like go on birth control, or, you know, they are trying to make that decision to maybe end a pregnancy, or they know somebody that's going through any of those issues, and hearing that song and really feeling supported. That song, a huge part of it is just making sure that people feel supported and that we will do anything to help them have freedom, you know?
I want to jump in because, like, mm-hmm. I really feel that political punk has such like a critical role in society, and especially in a society where so much of our media is controlled by a few like conglomerates. Like, I think it's really a cool way to get alternative viewpoints out there, and for a lot of people that are struggling and may not have the ability to find people maybe in their area immediately that can relate to them, just knowing that they aren't alone, like Danny said, like feeling like they're supported and kind of showing that, like, dude, this shit is fucked up. Like, I think I feel very personally strongly about one of the hallmarks of this Trump presidency, which has been the very like troubling erosion of personal rights. And like, it, for me, it really hit, it was like deeply personal with the Muslim ban, because I'm an immigrant from a Muslim country, and just seeing all this shit, like, me and my cousins we have like a group text, and we're legitimately like, what if they start rounding us up and putting us in internment camps like they did post-World War or during the World War II? Like, shit like that.
And like they're doing now with families who are crossing the border.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the dehumanization of people that don't fit into this very narrow definition of what an American is fucked. And I think as an immigrant, I've had like a very unique perspective on it. Like, there's such a narrow band for when you can be considered American or not. Like, for example, I had a very thick, like, Middle Eastern accent when I moved to this country. And I know that, like, I worked really hard to get rid of it because I know that people wouldn't take care of me or treat me the same if I sounded different. And it's, like, so weird to know that anything, nothing else about me could be different. It's just my accent. And it's, like, my inclusion in society would be very gated. So I think I love political punk because I think it's such a cool outlet for somebody like me who never really thought that I would have the voice or the opportunity to do this and to help know that, like, perhaps some of our songs can give a voice and help others that are in similar situations. Like, I think the erosion of women's rights and rights for, you know, minorities, and it's just fucked. Like, and I think people need to really be aware that the damage that the Trump administration is doing to a lot of these institutions will last far after he's out of office. And it's something that we need to be very mindful of.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's not just the institution, but it's also the followers and the people that are being affected by that mentality of the dehumanization of civility, and normalizing such behavior as just misogyny, homophobia, and xenophobia. And that's the scariest thing for me. And it's just, exactly, she's hit it right on the head.
I think one of the things you said, Danny, too, and Sarah, you're hitting also, is when the way introspect comes at politics isn't the way a lot of, maybe not a lot, maybe it's not fair for me to say, the way some other political punk bands come at things of, like, being anti this or against that or trying to pound away at fucked up things that are happening. The way you speak about these issues is not just talking about how the misogynists, you're talking about inspiring young women who hear this, or inspiring, you know, helping people feel more comfortable with the place they're at, you know, not maybe not literally where they're at, but, like, you know, mentally where they're at.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, like, a consistent outlook with a lot of introspect songs. I mean, you go to introspect show, it's a fun show. It's not a heavy-handed, you know, like think this way. It's not an all torn up show. It's not like fucking pushing ideas into your head. You know, it's not like a heavy-handed political thing. It's like this fun time where you can reflect on these ideas, and I think that's the best of political punks too. So I appreciate your outlook on that. And even my question was a little bit leading. I felt like Danny really punched back out. It was pretty good.
Well done. Sorry.
No, apologize. I was fucking,
you
I
make
was,
a good point. I mean, there's different shows for different people. Some people want to go to a punk, like, political punk show and get fucking angry and raged at what they're fucking angry about. I fucking get it. And then there's the other shows like ours. Maybe you want to go there, you just want to fucking have fun and, you know, not rage in that sort of way, but just fucking get down with it.
Yeah. I think empowering people at a time when people are being disempowered massively is really the most political thing we can do. Yeah. So that's perfectly in line.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I really want to give more attention to the people that deserve it and just need that support, rather than just, like, the, I mean, obviously you can't do that without bringing in the terrible, prejudiced, you know, racist, homophobic, xenophobic, misogynist people in, but, you know, not having them be the main focus, not having them be the topic, because they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people that are being affected.
I was just having an online conversation with some folks about, like, how they contribute to their community and the punk scenes. Like, what do they do? And not to get specific about where this conversation was, but, like, everybody who was commenting, they were all good people, but almost every single one of them talked about how they keep out fucked up people, how they call out backward shit, how they keep out fucked up people. And almost none of them, all good people, almost none of them talked about how they empower people on their scene and how they, like, lift people up to deal with the heavy issues that they're confronting.
Right.
Or, like, let's, you know, here's women in Alabama who are confronting the reality that they're being told by the state and by every apparatus around them that their bodies don't belong to them. Both pragmatically, because they can't get an abortion anyway, because there's no abortion clinics in Alabama, so there's that reality. But then also in law, because, you know, now legally you can't do it. So, you know, on every front, at every level, they're hearing this. And, like, what's someone in Alabama supposed to do? Keep out the backward people? Right. Yeah. No one's going to come to their show. It's exactly. No one there.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, having people remind them that this is about empowering people to take space for themselves and bring other people in and help them grow beyond the fucking backward bullshit. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, and me personally, I feel that like one of the real values of being in a political punk band and like having this viewpoint is to challenge people and to like have that dialogue, because I think that is so important, especially these days, because everyone is so polarized. And it's like being able to reach out and genuinely challenge like this misinformation and like get to the root of it. And I think a lot of people will find that we all generally have the same similar perspectives, but it's just that theirs has been so colored by fear and by misinformation. And just having a dialogue can have such a big impact, because it's, I guarantee it's one of the few times that their worldview has ever been challenged. And I think there's a lot of learning that comes from that dialogue.
No, that's a really good point, Sarah. What is it that you feel, not to put you all on the spot, but I'm going to bring Donnie in this conversation too more. Yes. What is, like, when people leave an Introspect show, I feel like we got some sense of it from Danny's answer, but like, let's get some more specifics. What is it when people leave an Introspect show that you feel like you're bringing to them, or you want them to feel when they walk out those doors? And like, how do you feel like you're contributing to the punk community in that empowering way? Like, can we get like, what is that feeling you want them to leave with? Everyone can answer. Not just Donnie. Donnie's looking at me like I'm an asshole right now. That's fine, Donnie. That's fine. You can look at me like I'm an
Donnie,
asshole.
Donnie, I want to hear your answer.
You are an asshole.
Yeah. It's fine. We're gonna delete all this bullshit anyway. So it doesn't even fucking matter.
So gonna run this hard drive under a magnet.
To show with.
Yeah.
So I want basically kids to leave the show thinking that whatever they just saw was the best thing that they've ever seen.
I knew Donnie was going to say that, dude.
Yeah. Specifically
that's
the drumming.
That's Donnie Moore's fucking
answer. I don't care about
the drumming.
I'm talking about everything.
Okay. He knows that they're going to think that about the drumming. It's not
I don't give a fuck
oh,
about
yeah.
the drumming.
Oh, yeah.
No, but because the thing is like, we ain't going to change anybody's mind. We're here to form people's ideas. You know, kids that need direction can find it at one of our shows. And I think that it works because our shows are really fun. Mm-hmm. And when you can mix that excitement with political drive, then a lot of cool stuff happens after that. So that's...
I want people to leave with a sense of community, like knowing that, holy fuck, like there's a fuck ton of people here that all feel the same way, that have the same concerns, the same passions. And I perhaps like maybe even interested in learning about new topics. Like that's one of my favorite things about Introspect's approach to politics is that we don't focus on the micro time specific snapshots. Like you know, a fuck Bush song may not be as relevant today as it was like back then.
Yeah.
But we focus on larger like society issues like overpopulation and stuff. And I think my hope is that somebody would walk away from one of our shows like wanting to learn more about something that we're singing about and feeling a sense of community. I think that would be fucking A plus.
I agree with the sense of community and also that you don't have to you can use any medium you want to make the music and the message. I think the message is ultimately more important. Sure, we got a bunch of keyboards and synths and shit, and Dave probably has an engineering degree that he earned just to make one song.
Yeah, it's complicated stuff.
But because you would be surprised that there's a lot of political punks that don't like us because of the musical aspect, because there's a keyboard part here and we've been slammed so hard before it because of that. And I would just like at some point they can just look past that and see the political aspect for it. But I think at the same time, that's kind of, I like that triggering, if you want to, you know, triggering that perspective in them. It's like, what the fuck is this? This isn't fucking punk. What the fuck are they doing? It's just like, well, fuck you. It's
keyboards are for pussies.
Right? Yeah. So for me, it's more, I just like getting at that and just saying like, fuck you. We're going to, you know, make it, if anything, make it your own. Hmm. Stick to your message. Just make the music what you want and have fun and take it, you know, be inspirational.
It's really fun to totally shatter people's opinions of what they think punk is and then see us.
Yeah.
And then it will admit that we're not horrible.
They won't say it out loud. They'll wait till they're in their car. Yeah.
Maybe they'll just uncross their arms. Or something. Oh, man.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, and then they drive home.
It's all right, I guess.
Yeah. Danny, go ahead.
my biggest thing is I just don't want people, I want people to not feel alone. You know, I want people to feel like everyone's kind of touched base on a sense of community, really feel like they do have a sense of support and a backbone that they can rely on. And also I also want people to feel like inspired. I know that sounds so fucking cheesy and stuff, but there's so many people that reached out after the show and even just came up to us on the show and just were like, that was amazing. And you know, I have people reaching out being like Donnie's an amazing drummer, and don't like I would that. Love to be I would love to be as good as Donnie.
We're cutting all this out, by
like
the way.
No that like even just like you know like
Sarah's an amazing keyboard player.
Yeah, yeah, no really like the amount of people that are like, oh my god, there's two like chicks in the band, like I mean, you know, whatever, I hate that, but they're, you know, seeing like even just like young like women come up to us and say, you know, like, hey, that's really freaking amazing. Like, we, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing and like representing us. Keep doing what you're doing. But just, I'm just so thankful to be in like such an incredible band with such talented people, and like to have. And they're also like some of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Danny, we're getting off on a tangent.
No, let me just say, so like, yeah.
I mean, I know these guys.
They deserve every single last bit.
Okay.
So it's about to drop a bomb.
Going to talk about how much I agree with you and how rebellious is an act when at a time when capitalism is just disempowering all of us and discouraging all of us to believe in ourselves, how it is an act of rebellion to talk about inspiration. But now I don't want to agree with you at all because you're talking about
I just love them. They're so great.
Like, we have like a, like, we got to keep it punk. Like, these guys are tough and fucking dirty.
Fuck you, you dick.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, Chris is a good guy. Yeah.
I suck
occasionally. Yeah.
on all levels.
Let's talk about what's coming up, right? Because Introspect, you've been working on a lot of new songs.
Yeah.
You have released one. I don't know why you only let us have one, but that was nice, I guess.
We got to keep you wanting more, man.
Yeah. Where can people get the song, first of all? And then what are you working on? First of all, where can they get the one song that you have?
First of all, your mom's house.
Wow. My mom is actually dead, so it's like a little uncomfortable.
Oh!
So I bet you kind of feel like a dick. So where can they get the actual song instead of Donnie being... I feel like Donnie just sort of like popped the bubble of being a nice person.
You can actually get it at Donnie's mom's house.
Right. Or the practice space. Yeah. The old practice space. Mm. All right, where can they get the actual song, Donnie? You don't even know where to get it.
Spotify.
And YouTube. Is it only on Spotify?
There's some
YouTube.
YouTube. Thank you. I recommend YouTube.
Yeah, Danny's going with the less commercial direction, Donnie. I guess YouTube's no less commercial.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's just YouTube.
You just don't need capitalism.
It's more accessible. It's accessible.
It is.
So those are the two main platforms. You guys don't have a Bandcamp that's up on?
We do. There's issues with we're trying to get rights.
Yeah, it's all complicated.
There's a lot.
Okay, but you can get the song on Spotify and on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you working on now? Like, what's the new stuff coming? When's it coming?
So we don't really. That was just in our previous meeting, and we don't really know for sure. But we do have some songs that are in the works right now.
Can you give me a preview, Danny, of like topics that you're interested in working on? You can change them. I know how writing goes.
I thought you meant preview of the song.
No. I know. I was like,
oh my god! Yo, there's like seriously three or four people who are just like, yo, was that the fucking song? Because that was
the song. That's it.
Three or four people in Alabama just tuned out. That was your chance.
Like, fuck those
guys. That was
guys.
The chance,
too. I'm sorry.
You just fucking lost them.
Yeah.
Well, one of the songs is, it's just about kind of, it's kind of funny. It's just kind of a more fun song, but it's about basically like, social media culture, today's social media culture, people putting such heavy weight on their social media presence and their just like online persona. So
disconnect from their personality to the real
world. And so I'm very excited about that one.
That's cool. Yeah.
I think that's the cool thing about this current time, like if there's a small silver lining to all of the political shit, is that there's like no shortage of like amazing topics and things to explore and kind of dig into. So I'm really excited for us to like get this music out and for people to hear kind of what we've been thinking about and talking about.
Yeah, it's gonna. I'm excited too. I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear these new tunes. I can't wait to see those new lyrics. I can't wait to come to these shows. Can't wait for us to tour together.
Right?
Yeah, that's
confirmed.
Is it happening? Yeah. Is it finally?
Donnie and Chris and Paul are just like,
I'm never touring.
So fucking silent.
Fucking never
you just
again.
Saw the thousand yard stare in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
the return
sweet.
Of thousand yard.
Yeah, real sweet, Chris. Cool. Well, this is great. I'm fucking stoked. We're gonna play the new tune right now, so people can get a sense of what is going on and hear Danny singing on a tune. Thank you all for fucking doing this. This is great.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Cool. See y'all in hell.
Peace.
Get down.
See ya.
Here's the new song.
Get down.
You. God told us so. We'll open and close your legs as we please, and we only want.
All right, that's the end of the episode. I want to say a few thank yous and let you know about a few things coming up before we wrap this podcast up today. I want to say thank you to Introspect, Donnie, for letting us use his incredible studio space, the Gothard Sound Studio Space in Orange County. I want to say a huge thank you to Chris from Introspect for working so hard to record this podcast and getting me all of those files. I want to say thank you to Sarah and Danny for doing this podcast and all their thoughtful insights as well. I also want to say thanks to Dave and Landon from Introspect that couldn't be on the podcast with us, but I appreciate them letting us go forward and record the podcast without them anyway. I'm sure they have insightful things to say. Hopefully we'll all be on tour together in the very near future and we can do a podcast with them. Thank you to everybody in Introspect for doing this podcast and letting it happen. I really appreciate it. I want to say a special thank you to my lovely wife, Christine, who helped make this podcast possible today. She put a bunch of work in to make this happen and gave up a bunch of her time. So thank you very much, Christine. I also want to send a super special thank you out to Gabe, Casey, and Lauren, who continue to make this podcast possible through supporting it, through donating, putting in their time. I appreciate all the time and energy and money and sweat and tears they put in to help making this podcast happen. So thank you all very much. I want to say thanks to Real Punk Radio at realpunkradio.com for airing Dispatch from the Underground every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. We've been part of their community for a long, long time, and their programming is great top to bottom, so check them out, realpunkradio.com. But above and beyond everybody else and everything, I want to say thank you to everybody who keeps tuning in to Dispatch from the Underground. I know we aren't getting content up as frequently as people would like us to, and as regularly as people would like us to, but we're doing our best and we're working very hard to make sure it is up as regularly as possible. So please keep subscribing to Dispatchers from the Underground or whatever podcast service you listen to. Keep refreshing those buttons every time you go in to check and see if we have a new episode. We're trying to do at least 2 episodes a month. Hopefully we'll continue that pace until we can do a few more. And if anybody out there is interested, I would love to hear more from punks in different areas of the country to know what they're doing to try to develop this counterculture that we're all involved in, how we can include more people, how we're changing ourselves and our communities, what we're doing to try and fight back against the mainstream bullshit that we're strapped into. This culture war has just become such an obvious offensive, and I would love to hear what more people in the punk scene are doing to try and embolden themselves and their communities and try to pull people out of the bullshit lifestyle that they've been encouraged to lead in this mainstream nonsense. So I'm going to be on tour with my band All Torn Up in the South and in the Midwest in April. If we are coming nearby and you're interested in doing that, maybe we could set up a time. We could try to like do a brief interview together or have a brief discussion about what they're doing, what you're doing in your different communities. If you can't do that, just message me at dftunderground@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Facebook or on Instagram. Facebook, just search for Dispatchers from the Underground. Make sure you got our logo in there and you will find us. Or you can hit me up on Instagram at Joey Steele. Steel like the metal. Joey Steele NYC, and holler at. We could talk about stuff. We could set up a time. We could do some interviews. I prefer to do face-to-face things. I don't really dig the whole fucking long-distance shit, but hopefully we can get together and talk a little bit about what you're doing or what needs to be done. Anyway, thank you either way for listening in. If folks are into it, if folks like what we're doing, if folks appreciate the struggle that we're participating in, if they like the content, please share this shit on social media. We have no advertising campaign. We don't even have enough money to keep this podcast going. So I appreciate anybody who can leave a donation, but we have no advertising budget. So if you dig what we do, the only way anybody fucking learns about it is if you get in their face and let them know about it. So please share this shit wherever you can. Let people know you're listening. Donate if you're in a position to donate, or take some money from someone else who is in a position to donate and give it to us. That's fine too. I'm not going to be asking you where you got the fucking money from. There's a merch page if you want to get something for your money. You don't just want to put that toward a donation. There's a merch page, and that money is a big help as well. Check that all out on dispatchfromtheunderground.com. Either way, the podcast will continue to be free. We'll get them to be more regular, and we'll get them to you as fast as possible. So thank you all for digging what we do, and until we see you again, I hope you get down. I want to play one more tune from an incredible band here in the United States. This is a band called Apes of the State. Not only are they wonderful people as well, but they're also amazing musicians. It's always a blast to play with them. We sadly do not get to play with them nearly as much as we should be, and I absolutely adore this band. So here it is. Here's Apes of the State. Get down. We'll be right back.
while I go jump through a plate glass window or stop driving in the middle of the road. The car insurance is expired enough to set my ass on fire. I'll just go to bed and deal with it tomorrow. You broke my heart, I hope you die emptier than how I feel inside. And when you lay your head to rest at night, I hope that you never fall asleep when you think of all the things you do. I wish I could just hate you. Oh, I wish all of these words I said were true. Now I'm up at 5 a.m. again, writing letters from the demons in my head to leave outside your house. Not sure why it is I'm fighting. The pens ran out, but I kept writing. And I hope that if you found that letter, you just threw it out. Because, baby, I don't mean the things I say or do when I'm mad at you. I'm just trying to figure out how life goes on without you. And I hope I die, you broke my heart. Stick the needle in my arm. I know just what I'm running from. I know that I will tear myself apart. Flowers that I brought you at work the day you dumped me. Hope it wasn't a waste of money. I hope that you are happy. Hope you find everything you ever wanted in your life. I hope you're sleeping well at night while I'm trying to figure out if life goes on without you. I write a song about you. Yeah, I swore I'd never write another song about you. Singing a song about you. Singing a song about you. You broke my heart, I hope you die emptier than how I feel inside. And when you lay your head to rest at night, I hope that you never fall asleep when you think of all the things you do. I wish I could just hate you. Oh, every single word I said I meant. I hope I die, you broke my heart. Stick a needle in my arm. I know just what I'm running from. I know that I will tear myself apart.